Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little blues bringing us back. Little ZZ Top blues. Little Texas. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. A lot of stuff there you can read, you can listen. You got 3 minutes, 3 seconds. We got something you can read or listen to or watch there. Anywhere from 3 to 5 to 3 seconds to 3 minutes. It's all right there, just designed for you. We update it every day. And I got a brand new video going up today. Of course, if you were subscribed to my newsletter, you would have gotten it yesterday. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Mike Menzies is our guest, our great friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of Eastern Bank and Trust, the top banker in our Brain Trust. Mike, you just got back from the Independent Community Bankers Association annual convention. And during that meeting, because you're on the board of the, you've been a past chairman of that organization. You're still on the board, and so you were treated to some pretty close conversations with some of the top banking regulators that have come out of this collapse that we had a few years ago, including Mr. Cordray, right?
Yes, we had a close encounter, and we had the unique opportunity of spending time with Mr. Cordray.
Remind the audience who he is.
Mr. Cordray the appointed director, and he is the director. He was recess appointed by President Obama to head up the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, also called the CFPB. And this bureau is a product of the Dodd-Frank legislation that was passed to rein in the mega banks and deal with systemic risk and the like. And one of the components of that legislation was a consumer protection bureau, and Mr. Cordray will run that bureau, and they will become a rulemaking body over time. They will write new rules for consumer protection that apply to the largest banks, to all banks, including community banks, to some of what they refer to as the shadow banks, those entities that don't have banking charters and were not FDIC insured. But we're in the banking game. In part, the mortgage brokers would have been part of that shadow banking. So the CFPB will, over time, become a very, very influential agency.
Powerful.
Very powerful, yeah.
And will, in time, later than sooner probably, have a direct impact on how small business owners capitalize their banks, their businesses.
Their impact will could be multifold, and one of the impacts will certainly be the promulgation of new rules and new regulations for consumer loan products.
Now let me stop you for a second, Mike. Folks, when Mike says promulgated, that's code for somebody you didn't elect decided it.
Sure.
A regulator decided it.
For the regulatory world. Decides how the banks might operate. Now, under Dodd-Frank, there were, which was the major bank re-regulation legislation, there are rules that apply to the largest banks, those are over $50 billion, that do not apply to community banks, those that are, say, $10 billion and under. And there's, you know, we could talk for hours about the differentiation between the mega bank and the too big to fail and the bank, which might be referred to as too small to save, and the fact that there was some bifurcation between the mega banks and the community banks. The CFPB, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, will be ramping up over the coming months and over the coming years.
What's it going to mean to your business? What's the CFPB going to mean to the way you... I'm not so much concerned about the way you run your business, Mike, because that's a little bit in the weeds for us. But how would it PB and Mr. Cordray's execution of it affect your ability to serve small businesses?
Well, it could have a positive and negative impacts. The positive impacts could be finding ways to simplify business, simplify disclosures, and simplify process so that small business borrowers and consumers better understand the volumes of paper that other regulations require us to get, the enormous disclosures embedded within which is lots of language that
is it,
borrowers
so is it
don't
possible
understand.
That you say positive? It'd be possible that they could identify something that would help cut through some of that for small businesses?
Could, absolutely. Yeah. And the negative is when you homogenize loan products that community banks offer, you can limit flexibility. And when you say this is the structure of the product and this is the way it will be, and it will be simple and clear and fall into these very, very limited parameters, it can limit the flexibility of a community bank to create loans around the individual.
Yep.
Remember that banks make relationship-based decisions based on the specific needs of the borrower.
Right.
They don't take a product and just stick the product in front of the borrower and they take it or leave it.
They don't just put numbers into a computer.
They create solutions.
They don't just put numbers into a computer and it spits out a score that they manage around. And sounds like this consumer board is going to be more like credit scoring than relationship.
There's certainly going to be a tendency toward ways for that board to do more computerized, homogenized type of decision making.
Gird your loins, small business owners, is a new I'm not sure I'm going to like it. I don't think I am. And we'll see in time. But I'm glad we got Mike Menzies to help us understand it. We come back, we got more to come with Mike Menzies, the resident of the Small Business Advocate Show and the president of the and CEO of the Eastern Bank and Trust in Eastern Maryland. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.